Yo, quick, before my mom gets home. That's the name of the fucking podcast, and it's real today. My mom's going to be pissed if everybody's in here today. But anyways, we got two of the best young comedians. One slightly younger, and I like her a lot better than the other motherfucker. But they're both in the house today. Fucking it's awesome to have Mr. Dylan Dean. My fucking homeboy.
I would rather be anywhere else.
Yeah, shut the... I was at work, bro. Sorry I had to work. Fuck you. But my favorite comedian, young comedian, you know, Eric Sheen can't hold a candle to this little chick. I seen her do her first couple sets at Niccolo's Pizza. I got my wicked mullet haircut back from when I first seen her coming around and checking the scene. Give it up for Lily Osborne.
Yeah.
She's the best.
That's not my last name.
I'm going to say it. Fuck, say your own last name right. Say your own last name right. You know I don't talk good.
You're like,
I don't
this
give
is
a fuck.
My favorite comedian
she
ever,
is.
And I don't know her last
hey,
name.
Hey, remember when I signed that piece of paper for you?
Oh, what? Yeah. I still have that in my
good.
Old notebook.
Keep
wait,
it.
What
it's
piece of paper?
He had like
don't
his,
worry
like,
about it.
I don't know, his Venmo scam thing. He just said Big Lou 303.
Oh my god.
When he did his first like sale at Niccolo's.
Yeah, it was the second time I did it with flyers up. I went and taped like about five papers up with my Venmo on it.
Oh my god.
It was tight, dude.
I remember you did that.
Got my autograph, dude. That's fucking one of a kind right there, dude. You keep that. For real,
when
man.
He dies, it'll be worth no money.
Yeah, if I ever OD on heroin, that shit's gonna rock it up to like probably 90, 100 bucks or something. You know what I mean?
For $4.20,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Nah, Dylan, we love you too, bro. You're funny as fuck, dude. There's no denying how funny my friend Dylan
is. Are either of you from Denver?
We're both from Denver.
Okay, that's what...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we
what
got...
What, are you texting what shows you're going to be on next this week? Or what, Dylan, what are you doing over there?
Yeah, I got some stuff coming up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, I know about... You've been doing comedy almost a year and a half, 2 years now, right, Lily?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing comedy, Dylan?
I'm about to hit 4 years in April.
Yeah, did you,
oh,
you
yeah,
started
when
you were
April?
18?
When in April?
On the 6th.
You know the exact date still?
Oh, my birthday is the 10th, bro.
Oh, you're doing that roast show at the Growler, right?
Yeah,
I'm doing the show at the Growler. Is it a roast show?
I don't know. I thought it was because it was your birthday.
No. She hit me up. All right. She's all, your birthday is the 10th, and I was like, yeah, it's on a Friday. She's all, you want to do the show? I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever.
So what made you start doing comedy?
I, like, got kicked out of my high school and then went to some, like, random school for, like, a semester, and then I was like, man, fuck this, and then started doing comedy.
that was a
it.
Quick decision?
Yeah, I was like, I don't have any friends. I gotta find some alternatives.
Huh,
here.
So how...
Nah, it was...
So I'm always interested, like, what were, like, the first show, did you try to, like, sneak into bars, or, like?
I found, like, Aaron once used to have a mic at, like, that deli next to Mutiny for a
mm-hmm.
while, and, like, it said all ages on 52
yeah,
days, so
I
was like,
that one.
Fuck, I'll go to that, and then just, like, figured out where to go from there, but.
Just good places that would let you in, at least, and let you
yeah,
do your stuff.
Yeah, Niccolo's, I used to see her at Niccolo's on Saturdays.
So what? So like you. So you just wanted to do comedy outright, like.
Pretty much, like I was like super into it from like when I was like a young kid. My mom was like, "You can watch this with me. That's cool."
Yeah.
And then I was like, "Hell yeah, I'm gonna do that."
I watched all. The
and then you're just like, "Screw it! I'm gonna actually do that."
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and you've been pretty successful so far. I mean, you get booked pretty regularly, from what I've seen.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I feel like. Strange about it sometimes. I'm like, wow, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Anything at all, but I do get booked on some shows, but I don't
but
know.
It lets you grow. Like, that's always, it's, and I've seen it with a lot of young comics where, especially if you're any good, you get thrown, like, just to a showcase immediately. Like, I've seen a lot of comics do it and then do badly, but for the most part, like, both of you I've actually just seen, like, do... Like, well, even when it's just, like, this situation... Like, I've been in situations I'm not prepared for, but at least I have, like, years of experience just in like life to like figure it out and stuff like that, and I've been doing it for like 5 years. How long have you been doing it, you said? Like 4 years?
Yeah.
So you're like, yeah, you understand that. You at least have like stage time now, but like when you started at her age, because I assume you were 18 when you started, or 17?
Yeah, 18.
Yeah. And so like,
these guys were assholes, dude, at Torito, bro. I wanted to punch the fuck out of these kids at Torito when they would run the mic.
Oh, yeah, you guys did run the mic once in a while, substitutes, huh?
I didn't, but...
He did?
Dylan.
Oh, yeah, him and Stafford and stuff.
Stafford and...
Grayson.
Yeah, I think me and Grayson.
Yeah, you and Grayson, because you guys... That was the night Phil fucking goes, I don't gotta get on the list. And then this guy brings fucking Phil up when Grayson just came over and told me that I'd be up next. It was fucked up, bro. Phil peed in my car that night.
I forgot.
A great night, dude. I miss Torito like a motherfucker. You couldn't go. You went to Torito the last night.
I remember the Lily
was
mic.
There the last mic.
And then I went to, like...
I was high as fuck on acid. Me and Tall Guy ate so much acid that night, dude. I think it was one of the funnest nights in fucking Denver comedy history, I think, dude. What about you, Dylan? Comedy? Just sitting over here silently?
He's concentrating.
Yeah, I mean... You haven't asked me.
Are you tired from work? What kind of
the
all
first
right.
question you asked me all right, was
so
what
you...
about you?
I was trying to get you in on the conversation. What about you? What
yeah,
got
well,
you
about
in
me
the
is
comedy?
I don't like this at all.
What got you into comedy? Did Grayson and them make fun of you until you went to comedy with them? What got you into comedy?
No, I didn't know any of those guys.
No?
Nobody ever told me I was funny one time. And then I just decided to start going to open mics. And then I was like, it was like, you know, the first time Babe Ruth laid hands on a bat, you know?
Fucking hand him out of the park. I know what I know what
like
you're talking about, player. That's
yeah.
why you're so envious of me, because I did the same thing you did. When
Except
I
it took you 38
them.
Years.
Hey, dude, it doesn't matter, bro. Once you start hitting them with the mic, bro, you can't fucking stop hitting.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well,
Dylan.
There's plenty of people yep. that do stuff.
Dylan knows what's up, bro. I've seen Dylan. Dylan's just like Eric Shee. Eric Shee threw down for 13 minutes. I bet you this cat could be funny for fucking 50. You know what I mean? Not even
Do you
joking.
Think you got 50
Dylan's
minutes,
the
Dylan?
Shit, bro. Dylan's the shit.
I
bro.
Probably have 22 minutes of good material.
Yeah.
44 minutes. You heard it. You fucking heard
you
it
heard
right
it
there,
here.
Dude.
88 minutes.
That's right, motherfucker. Hell yeah, Dylan. Jesus Christ. Woo! He's gonna crush the scene, bro. Fucking like a vice grip. Hell yeah, dude.
Nah, yeah, Dylan's I got 2 hours and then 8 more minutes.
I got like a week, son. You're gonna catch up fast, bro. You're gonna catch up fast, dude. What about you, tall guy?
What?
You got 5 minutes, 6 minutes?
No. No, I've got about the same as Dylan, and I'm actually fully confident in
then it. I got 5 years, bro. I'm
Oh my god. Why is that funny?
I got 5
minutes. Nah, it's kind of, but you've been in this pretty much the longest in Denver. Tall guy's been in Denver, what, a couple years now?
Yeah, it's going to be 2 years in
yeah.
June.
So, what's changed for you in this comedy shit? You see people moving up, getting fucking their pro spots at Comedy Works, dude. What do you think of that shit, Dan? Have you been going to Comedy Works all 4 years since you started?
Yeah. I feel like Comedy Works is good about getting the people who deserve to be bumped up. And obviously Deacon Gray was the OG, and he did it all super well himself, and now Roger Hack and Elliot Woosley are doing great, and yeah. Elliot in Georgia, and Allison, and Steve, all those people, they deserved it, man.
Elliot gave me great advice, dude. I dig him, dude, a lot. Are you going to start getting into the new talent now that you're 18?
I need to. I have to start calling that permission slip. I have to fill out a permission slip.
For 18?
Wait, get your mommy to sign it. Just forge it.
If you need a chaperone.
A chaperone? If you
need a chaperone, call me like I told Eric Sheen, but you'll get it. You'll get it signed, dude. Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah.
No, you gotta, like just like Dylan said, you gotta get it. I wonder how Eric shit,
did. Eric get his mom to do it?
Yeah, he got somebody to sign for him.
I know he didn't get his dad to do it, but.
He got somebody to sign for him.
Dude. Yeah.
There's but yeah, somebody. Dude, you gotta do it. You'll get it. Just go get the paperwork and get it done. That way you can start doing it. Fuck it.
Yeah, because you can't do thick skin either, huh? Mm-hmm. No.
I mean, I can now. I just, like, haven't done that. I, like, turned 18 and I was like, I haven't gone to the club for, like, a year and a half already. I can, like, wait until I want to go.
Yeah.
Like, there's no rush.
Nah, Dylan kills it out thick skin. Every show I ever see Dylan up at Comedy Works, he's killed it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Comedy Works is the best. Yeah. You gotta get up.
Yeah, no, man, the lights are bright, but if you get over that shit, you're cool, dog.
Yeah.
You're cool, you can practice at home, like, shining a flashlight in the face.
What a loser. Here, let me get my flashlight out. You want to buy this flashlight and practice shit? You know what I'm saying? Look,
dog. I'm not saying
$12. $12. Ah, like that. Ah,
no, see, I'm used to it. It doesn't hurt my eyes, though, because I'm used to it already.
Yeah, me too, bro. My glasses fucking flood up. They get all, they're the shine ones.
That's a great one. But they're the shine ones.
When you get the sunshine on them, bro, they turn dark, bro. They're easy.
Transition.
Yeah.
Transition. Sunshine transitioners, bro.
Oh my god. He doesn't know what anything's called. So you just dropped out fully?
Yeah, I like stopped going to school. Like I ran out of gas one day.
The hardships of like, petrol.
I woke up and I didn't have any gas in my car, and then I was like, I'm done. I'm
dropping out.
And then dropped out a month later.
That's great.
No, I went. I didn't drop out. I went to summer school.
Did you get your GED?
Mm-hmm.
Good, bro.
Yeah, I went to summer school 3 years in a row. I went my freshman, my all 3 years, just to get language arts, because I can't read. What the fuck? I'm stupid as fucking that shit. So I took it 3 summer schools in a row just so I knew I'd graduate on time and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a dumb besides that, dude. I don't even give a fuck, dude. What about you, Dylan? What kind of grade point average did you have when you graduated high school, Dylan? Or did you drop out too?
No, I graduated.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got really tight with my counselor, and she just, like, gave me a bunch of credits.
Oh, yeah?
For no reason?
Yeah, basically, so.
I bribed my gym coach, dude, so.
Wait, what?
Did you fuck your counselor? He fucked his
counselor. I don't want to talk about it.
You fucked your counselor all kinds. I know, he's all, yeah, I'm a sharp Eddie Haskell looking boy. Leave it to Beaver.
Oh, God.
That's an old school reference you're not gonna get. That's why
I've seen 8 Mile, dude.
So when I was in high school, the only way I was gonna graduate on time is if the gym teacher gave me a C to graduate. So I told Coach DeSone, I said, yo, what's up? What gets us C's? Because we hadn't been to class for like a month. You know what I mean? And he goes like this. He's all, if there's 2 bottles of Dewar Scotch in the back of my truck tomorrow morning, he's all, you guys get C's. So there was 3 bottles of Dewar Scotch. So we got B minuses and shit. Gangster, you know what I mean? And then the next day was senior ditch day, and Coach DeSone rolled with us to my house and fucking smoked a blunt with us, dude. The gym teacher smoked a blunt with us for senior ditch day, and then I walked and got my fucking diploma the next day.
That was probably his movies. Like, this is the one time I smoke weed every year, yeah, just dude. With these kids.
No, this fucking coach, he was talking about how he had an 8-foot bamboo bong that nobody could ever clear, bud. And he's like, I cleared it twice. And I was like, well, if you're smoking weed, let's go smoke a blunt, dog. You know what I mean? And he went and smoked a blunt with us, dude. And we bribed him with Dewar Scotch, bro. So just remember, drunk old fuckers love Dewar Scotch, dog. You know what I mean?
I think...
Like, your granddad, Dewar Scotch all the way, bud. Fucking give him that shit. He'll be like, hell yeah, Pimmin. That's how we do it, dog. Dewar Scotch in the house. Calm down, Bella.
I think if I gave my grandfather scotch, he would just die.
Oh,
that's,
man.
He's Mormon as fuck, so he's got no tolerance.
Oh, the Mormon.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, he used to be a bishop or whatever.
Bella, shut called. Up. Go get mama. Mormon?
Yeah, Mama's I was raised here. Mormon. Yeah.
Mama's here. Go
you didn't
get
know
her.
That?
I did not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but, he's retarded. I mean Mormon.
Synonyms.
Sort of the same thing.
Same.
No, yeah, I was like born in Utah, so I like the heart of Mormonism. Yeah, you should make that face. That's the right face to make.
I used to have like Mormon friends when I was in middle school. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't know how to make friends, but the Mormons were like, "Oh, we can maybe like get her to join our church." And, yeah. Like, make me, like, hang out with them and the missionaries.
Oh,
and they're
man,
like, you got
suck.
The devil in your eye.
Like, okay. See, I fell out of it very quickly.
So my grandma, her cousin was a nun at the church on Alameda heading towards Sheridan, right? And she's the crazy nun lady that would fucking have the big sign, repent, you know what I mean? And she'd be yelling at the traffic, fucking, you're going to hell, you know what I mean? That lady used to call my grandma's house, and she'd call the house, and she'd be like this, are your feet warm? And I'd be like, yeah. She'd be like, that's the devil underneath your feet coming for you and shit, dude. She is a weird old lady nun, but that's why I don't believe in no religion, bud, because nobody's fucking, the devil ain't right underneath my feet. Just because my feet is warm. Maybe you got a fucking good heater in your house and shit, dog. You know what I mean? What the fuck's up with that bullshit? You know? That's a bunch of bullshit, dog.
Yeah, it sounds like it. were either of you raised religious? That's actually something I'd like to know, because I feel like there's a lot of religious
Protestant
people.
Yeah, I'm very strict Roman Catholic still.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, do you go to Our Lady of Guadalupe?
No, I'm just kidding. I grew up Christian. And
yeah, as most.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to Our Lady of Guadalupe? With
you didn't really have religion in your
house?
I don't
have any. Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
I would like rosaries with you, bro.
Yeah, bro, we'll go to the bilingual. We'll go to the bilingual
one. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, you're right.
Hell yeah.
Me and Dylan are going to go to the bilingual service at Our Lady of Guadalupe this fucking Sunday at 9:30. All right, you guys can meet us there, okay? They do it half Spanish, half English.
Which half?
Yeah. Is it just Spanglish
they just
or
do
is
half
it
half and half? They do this prayer in like Spanish.
They switch back and forth.
They do this prayer in English. They do this prayer in Spanish.
Oh,
they have one. They have one guy say the prayer in English. They have one guy say the prayer in Spanish, and then you guys both sing the song, and then.
Is half the crowd singing in Spanish and half the crowd singing in English?
No, they got it well broken up, dude, to where everybody's happy. The white people and the Mexican people, you know what I mean? Chingawe, it's for everybody, you know what I mean?
That sounds like a sponsored ad.
It's just a nice fucking thing to do.
We're brought to you by
Sunday,
this.
You know what I mean?
Are you the pastor?
I used to go to church there, though. That's where I made my first Holy Communion.
Oh, my God. I could only imagine
a fucking
sermon.
That's where I
all right, guys. Stop fucking around. Clean the snow off your cars and pray to Jesus.
Clean the snow off your cars. My dad found Jesus again in Douglas County in Castle Rock Jails. He found Jesus again. He's a 6-foot. Or a 4-foot Mexican, like this, long hair, mustache. His name's Jesus. Javier Fernando Fernando Fresco something. I don't know. I hung the phone up, bro. I can't talk to my dad for more than a minute, but he sounds like more crazier than me, but I can't wait.
That's not hard to believe.
I can't wait till I'm insane like Big Lou, bro. Hey, that guy's fucking stupid, bro.
Hey, Batman. Do you have anywhere I could plug my jewel in, bro?
Why don't you plug it into that goddamn PlayStation right over there? Take the short cable out. Fucking piece of shit.
Fuck your jewel on the goddamn PlayStation over there.
Hey, don't throw that cable on the ground, you fucking little piece of shit. Pick it up, or Bella will get it. Get it, or Bella will get it.
She wants it, bro. Let her have it.
She can't have it.
I already gave her a Kit Kat, didn't
you? You better not. Let me have a piece of that. Break me off a piece of that, bitch. Like the commercial.
You gotta share it with your dog, though. Mm.
Yeah, that's
you
a condition.
You have to eat it out of your dog's mouth.
He would do that, to be honest.
Like I don't do that. Like I don't do that.
That would be a great teaching of self-restraint
to a
dog.
Do you have dogs?
I don't have dogs. But
Do you have dogs?
I do.
Yeah? What kind of doggies?
Oh, God. One's, like, just orange and...
Like Garfield orange?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know what she is, but...
It's a dog cat.
I have to put her down in, like, 2 days. So
oh, that's sad. I had a little... I had a dog kind of like Bella, but it was a boy dog. And it had a brown patch, but it had a blue eye in that brown patch.
Damn.
And it was 18 years old when we put it down. I had to go snowboarding that day or else I wouldn't let my mom do it. So I went out snowboarding. And she calls me, and I'm throwing a piss in the trees, I'm smoking a bowl, and she calls me, and the clouds crack open, and the sun shines down on me. And she's all, it's done, Hito, it's done. And I was like, I know, Mom, it's okay. All dogs go to heaven. It's okay, Mom. And I was crying. And then my cousin made fun of me and shit, you know. But, you know.
Wait, why was your cousin pissing with you?
No, we were smoking a bowl. Okay. After I threw pissing. But the sun just cracked open. I was like, all dogs go to heaven. And I was crying. And my cousin's like, what a pussy, and I couldn't see. My goggles fogged up. I was crying so much, but I might cry a little bit right now. I love doggies, dude. I love doggies more than people.
Dogs are way better than people, obviously. Everybody can agree with that. That's why they're
Did you guys hear the new pecking order?
Huh?
The new Denver pecking order.
No.
Number one, dogs. Little dogs, big dogs, all the dogs, orange dogs like Lily's dog. Number two, kitty cats, felines, females, all the chicks, lesbians, trannies. So that's number two. Number three is dudes. Alright, that's gay dudes, bi dudes, regular dudes, straight dudes.
Regular dudes
with T hats on, dudes with the nose ring in their nose, like this dudes that take other dudes' peepees, you know, that's fucking number three. Number four, bums.
It's bums now.
Number five, Corey Tall Guy Stevens. That's the end of the list.
That was a sick burn.
That took a while too.
No, that's a good.
It lasted so long. I didn't think the punchline was gonna be my name. That's how long that joke was.
Let it set in for a sec again, real quick.
What are your thoughts on the coronavirus, Lewis?
I'm more worried.
I'm gonna
die.
I'm
more worried about
too
these
much.
White people and their fucking blue moon virus. You know what I mean? And their fucking craft beer virus.
Oh my god.
I'm fucking worried about the Russians and the vodka virus.
I actually was kind of scared once I saw the conferences.
I'm not scared.
Once capitalism starts to do something with it,
I'm immune to that shit. I eat real food. You know what I mean? I don't play no games. But
what the fuck does that even mean? What is real food?
Real food.
If it's edibles,
you just
ate a Kit Kat.
I don't give a fuck. I eat fucking...
You eat fake food too, obviously.
I eat fucking goddamn fucking whatever, dude. I eat fucking chicken wings from 7-Eleven. That's probably the worst fucking chicken wing. Yeah, that's probably the worst chicken wing you could ever fucking buy, dude. That's just probably from fucking New Mexico.
Yeah. Just as bad as there was, regular Mexico. There was somebody that came into my work last night and, like, they were, like, it's that's the thing is the fear is almost causing more problems than everything else because there's a guy who got the flu and he immediately thought it was the coronavirus. He legitimately thought it was a coronavirus because he handled, like, Chinese goods at the airport. Like,
oh, man. If I see some Ching Ching Chong riding on the side of the box, I leave that motherfucker alone. Nah, did you see, you know, the don't tread on me flag?
Yeah. Everybody knows this. No,
check this out. This is even funnier. They got a little mask on the snake and it says, don't sneeze on me.
Oh my God.
I want one of those.
That's just fucking funny. So, currently, Lewis has tried to sell church on his product and a flag.
Don't fucking sneeze on me. Fucking, it's one of the cool YouTube guys. I won't say his name. Because we're the cool YouTube guys, me and Tall Guy.
Yeah, if anybody catches it here, it's going to be me because I work at the airport.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm trying to
get. Yeah, I don't work. I just hang out here at my mommy's house, you know what I mean? So
I
quick,
doing
before
that.
My mommy gets home, you know what I mean? You guys can come pet my dog whenever you want, dude. I don't give a fuck, dude. It's cool. So what else, Dylan?
I'm just talking shit about this on Facebook.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's terrific.
That's all.
Maybe
you should Facebook Live us right now, dude.
You should report this as terrorism.
I reported their video as terrorism, but yeah. They tried to fucking do the ghetto gourmet, but I was like, no. Blog report.
Done.
Terrorist activity. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
We got two. Wait, no, he's still not on his phone. Lewis went on his phone.
No, I'm
at least
just
one
closing.
Person on his podcast
I gotta.
Has to
no,
be on
I gotta.
Phone.
I'm trying to. Homeboy's texting me the thing that I need to get the live feed on the fucking
oh
thing
my
right
God.
Now. On he just got into town. The homie B Silla.
Who's B Silla?
He's the other podcast dude. He's the green screen guy. You guys interested in doing screen. Some acting? Yeah.
That sounds like something you shouldn't be asking.
Yeah. No,
people
on the
20
screen,
years younger.
Dude, we're comedians, bro. We're doing a lot of fucking
I know,
shit, dude.
But
this
it's
isn't.
So,
no.
When you have those glasses with that voice,
no, we need young actors to fucking fill roles, dude. Like fucking really talk shit. Like fucking.
That was.
You're
wow.
So.
I can't
you're
wait
so
to go
dumb,
to court
bro.
For this podcast.
You're
it's going to be
you're
so
such
fun.
You're an idiot, dude.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like, Dylan could totally be your little brother that saved you from that last hit of heroin, bro. In this
no, he would watch me die,
yeah,
I feel.
I'd save you, dude.
Yeah, dude.
He would drag me to the corner.
I'd do half of it.
You
so
know what
like
I mean? And
out.
Then Billy's good.
That's a true brother.
And Billy's the driver, the little Honda, bro. Fucking taking your ass to the hospital. Don't die on me, brother. You know what I mean? We can shoot some great movies, dude. It'll be mostly green screen. And then
oh
Billy peeling out in her dope little car, bro. That little car, dude. I love that. Those little Hondas, dude, that reminds me of being 18, but I remember fucking peeling out and crashing two of those.
Which you guys don't
fuck
know.
Yeah.
You don't know that he grew up
nah,
as an 18-year-old
before I was
woman.
20, before I was 20, you guys, I had like 6 cars, dude. I'm not even joking. For real.
Like 6 broken cars?
Yeah, I crashed or blew up 6 different cars, bro. That's why I like Homeboy. I like your homie's joke, Roger Stafford's joke about the horse catching on his car catching on fire.
Yeah.
That's fucking great story.
Somebody,
dude.
Who?
If you don't know, then you don't know,
yeah, then
bitch.
I don't know. Then why are you bringing up stuff you can't talk about?
Because, dude, it's somebody else's joke, and it's fucking funny. Dylan knows because he knows who I'm talking about. You probably know because you heard the cool joke before, and you're just a fucking Mormon. Or moron, I forgot.
Oh
you're
my
just
God.
A moron. I gotta go check on this food real quick.
You gotta go
so
check
so
on this steak.
Why don't you guys make this a cooking
bro.
Show?
We tried, but he doesn't want to film anymore.
Man, I automatically
I don't
feel so much better with him
gone. I need to get the camera going good. That's why I need that plug from fucking
yeah. Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So. You've got it. You had an open mic. You got to do one now at Nowhere Bar, right?
I do. Yeah.
Have you ran an open mic?
Yeah, I had. I had DP Dough. That's,
you had DP Dough
for like a couple of years now. Oh. But it was at a. Scruffy Murphy's. No, that was Roger and Grace.
Yeah, that was Roger. Yeah,
that was a great song.
But yeah, me and Noah did one at a Calzone shop got canceled, but.
Yeah.
It's cool because it wasn't the best always. It was hard. But you did get a free calzone every week.
Right. So you guys didn't... Did you get paid for Nowhere Bar? No?
No.
Yeah, a lot of... I feel like more and more, a lot more of the open mics don't pay anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when I first started, I remember too, like, people were like, yelling at me and Noah for not getting paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were like... Yeah, that was, like, a big thing, is people would get mad at you if you hosted a free show, because then it, like, shows...
Like, it brings down the value of comedy.
Yeah, right,
in
yeah.
City. Yeah, so...
But I don't know, I just feel that bars just want... Like, I had to... I don't know how I got... I mean, I get, like, $10 on a bar tab, but, like, that is... Yeah, people... I remember when I first started here, just, like, 2 years ago, there was a lot more, like, how much did, Didn't Roger and Grayson, like, get a portion of the sales or some shit?
At Scruffy Murphy's?
Yeah, or some shit like that, like, the
yeah,
more...
Yeah, yeah, that's exact... It was, like, however much the bar sold, they got a percentage
yeah.
of it.
And
so...
And
they also got, like, a free meal and beer and shit.
Yeah, and, like, that... Yeah, that's kind... Like, I imagine on a good night, even if there wasn't a lot of people in the audience, per se, as long as they sold a lot of beer, they probably made out all right.
I mean, they weren't promoting it like Derek and those guys were, but they could have for sure.
Does Derek get paid like that now?
I'm sure that he gets paid more than they do.
Yeah. Oh.
Because I hosted Scruffy Murphy's one time and I literally got paid like $3 at the
Jeez.
Yeah, but Zeke, that's did you guys ever go to Renegade?
No, I heard about that.
Mike, he had that same deal at Renegade. And that place was busy as fuck, and he was making like $200 every week at that open mic. It was crazy. Like,
oh my god. Damn. That's, how long ago was that?
I don't know, maybe like a year and a half ago or so.
Hmm.
It used to be Saturdays. We had Lost Tacos on Saturdays too. That was another great open mic.
So did you get paid for yours when you did it?
Yeah, me and Noah got paid $50 and got a free meal.
Oh, see, yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
$50 each or just split?
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure we got $50 each.
Damn.
That does seem like a lot.
Yeah, when you look back on it, it's considering... Yeah, almost none of... I don't think David gets paid for his. I don't, like, but... Yeah, a lot of people don't get paid now. But showcases... I don't know. I just feel... When you started, like, because you've been doing this for 4 years, when you first started, were there more crowds or are there more crowds now?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. Like, there's...
Because I've only been here for 2 years, and so that's too short of a time to
I'd
really
say
notice.
It's the same, you know?
Like, yeah.
There's more shows and then more people to go to them now, too, so...
That's true. Yeah, because, there's definitely more of an influx than, like, even 4 years ago.
Yeah, Denver's always had a pretty... Great, you know, comedy scene.
Yeah.
Or whatever it's called.
Me and Brian got a new open mic Thursday.
Sounds bad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's gonna
what
be awesome.
Time is
it's at 8:00. It's right over there, Colfax in New York. Brews off of Fax. Brews off Fax.
Damn.
Where's
it's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Starting next week, dude.
Damn.
Yeah.
You can show up, dude.
No.
Dylan's just a hater.
I have shit to do.
On Thursdays.
No, he doesn't.
No,
where?
I'll come.
Yeah.
Jerk off into a pillowcase.
Yeah, I'll jerk off. I'm gonna be jerking off into a pillowcase.
I'm jerking off into my favorite sweater over here.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna be doing.
Is that? How, what has your experience been on hosting an open mic? Especially if you've had one shut down.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. Embassy was, like, always so crazy. It felt like, I don't know, it just made me, like, like, I don't know, figure out how to, like, deal with crowds better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, there was always weird people.
There's, like, some weird shit always happening. Like, there was always a fight, or, like, someone was, like, way too drunk, and, like, a heckler of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I don't know. I thought it was, like, super fun. Like, I had a ton of fun at that mic.
No, yeah. That sounds just like 5280, dude. Aw, oh, man, I was so glad when that place got shut down. I was fucking glad, yeah. Dude. I was like, yes, please, thank you.
I was honestly kind of glad.
When he called me on a Tuesday afternoon and said, hey, I need you to come in here later and talk, I was like, I so hope he's going to close this fucking back down, dude.
So it's nowhere it bar much chill.
It's too ghetto, dude. It's way too ghetto, dude.
I mean, we're not getting paid, like, $80 a week anymore. Like, we were at Embassy, but, like...
Oh, yeah. Was that $80 each, or just
it was, like, $40 each, but, like, we usually were, like, taking turns, like, hosting. Like, we never, like, co-hosted.
Right, so that's like, $80 for you.
But it was nice.
Yeah.
But the Nowhere Bar is, like, there's not all the drunk alcoholics that are, like, disrupting shit all the time, so it's nice to not have to deal with them.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's...
Oh, man, we have this little guy... He called himself Little Dragon the first week we did my mic.
Like a...
No, he was a little short Mexican. He was probably like fucking...
I think I remember this dude.
He was probably like not even fucking 4'11", 4'10". He was a little short Mexican. He's like, I'm Little Dragon Holmes, 16-time kickbox champion. You know what I mean? And we're like, all right, whatever. Whatever. And he wanted to do comedy and we're like, whatever. So we put him on last and he didn't do shit. He couldn't even talk into the fucking mic, you know what I mean? The next week, his old lady was out front beating the shit out of him. We're like, what happened to you being 17-time kickbox champion, bud? His old lady had him by his chain, just haymakers. Boom, boom, beating the shit out of him. Emily Croc walks in. Oh my God. It was so fucking funny. It was great. It was hilarious. I couldn't believe it. It was hilarious.
Yeah, you had the
open mics are wild, dude. There's fucking they're always
King
fucking
is, has gotten wild, but like I almost
that one blue haired girl. But... There was this blue haired girl one night there, and she was
am
talking
I
shit.
Yours?
Yeah, King is.
Oh yeah.
And she was talking shit to everybody, and she was there with some chick speaking to Emily Croc. Emily Croc's like, oh, you guys are all cute. And she's like, yeah, this is my brother. And she's like, oh, is it cool if I fuck your brother? And she's like, oh, well, I fuck my brother. And we're like, what? She's like, you're just a weirdo white girl. And then later on in the night when she's getting all wild with everybody, she's talking shit. She's like, that wasn't funny. And I was like,
she kept
and
calling like, everybody
you,
anti-Semitic
I was like, and
randomly.
You think, you know what's
like,
funny?
She called Sarah Hakes anti-Semitic, which was hilarious.
I was like, and if you think you know what's funny, you fucking fuck your own brother, you dumb bitch. You know what I mean? You don't know shit, dude. You fucking stupid blue-haired girl. They're the worst. I think I said this before. I'll say it again. They were the worst Lyft rides, little blue-haired girls, and they're the worst fucking crowd. This is a little blue-haired girl.
No, that specific
color,
crowd.
Don't ever color your hair blue, or I'm gonna hit you. All right, Lily. You
I
too,
you
Dylan. You color your hair blue, I'm gonna hit you too. That guy's gonna do it out of spite.
Yeah,
I'm
I might actually do that now. That actually
I'm already gonna hit his ass already. It doesn't matter. You should color your shit dumb green, like the fucking
green doesn't go good on tall people. We look like lighthouses.
You're dumb, dude. You look like a dumb Joker.
Probably. Well, that too.
What else is going on? You got any shows to kick out, Dylan?
Yeah, I got Shantytown on Friday.
Oh, nice. I got Laugh Lines up in Boulder on Friday. So,
yeah.
What do you got? You got anything, Lily, this weekend?
I'm hosting like Helen Riker's show at The Bug on Saturday.
On Saturday? What time is that?
7:30?
7, what time's your show?
I believe at 8.
Alright, yeah, Boulder's 8 o'clock for me too, so. You got anything
you know,
this weekend?
Make your choice,
yeah.
Lewis.
We got Punchline Jeopardy on Thursday. We'll be releasing this tomorrow, so.
Punchline Jeopardy on Thursday. This is the week.
Irish Snug.
What's the numbers on the date?
On the what?
The numbers. Date? Start with yours since you're
Oh, yeah,
first.
It's March 5th.
March 5th? March 6th,
7th,
7th, And you're March 7th too, right?
March 6th.
March 6th. Near the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
That's how it goes. We're going to eat, dude. The fucking food's cooked. The all right. food's done cooking.
Good podcast. Thank you, Lily. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you.
Right on, you guys. Thanks for coming. Fuck yeah. We're making a short.